This arrangement bolstered security by virtually removing the threat of any client armies. Every soldier now swore an oath to Augustus and to Rome. This arrangement also benefited the people of the provinces, since Augustus recognized the connection between happy provincials and a smaller Roman military establishment. He therefore ensured that provincial governors actually governed the provinces instead of exploiting them. Augustus also made a big deal of trying to restore that good old-time Roman state religion. Religious rites were reestablished, and the cult of Augustus' own genius, or guardian spirit, was established. This was partially encouraged by Eastern concepts of the God-King. In fact, in parts of the East, Augustus was in fact worshipped as a god himself. Augustus also was involved with public morality. He even exiled his own daughter for being promiscuous. Literature and the arts in general flourished in Augustus' time, and often with Augustus' personal support. But as in all matters, Augustus' literary posture was carefully contrived for a certain goal. However, even Augustus himself could not foresee or manage everything. Specifically, he had produced no male offspring to serve as heir, as he had been Julius Caesar's heir. He adopted his adult stepson Tiberius. He gave his personal blessing and the magic name of Caesar. But giving Tiberius anything more would be a violation of the Mos Maiorum. The status of Rome's paterfamilias could not simply be handed down like that. It would smack of kingship. It would blow the facade right off the off of the principate. Poor Tiberius had a tough act to follow. He had to earn the patria potestas needed to rule the Roman world, all the while standing in the shadow of the big man. Back after this swig of club soda.